Spidey, could you tell us, like, where you were born and where you went to school and any contact with any spiritual masters when you were a boy before you met Baba that prepared you coming to Baba?
It's a funny thing, you know, that how the destiny throws us around. Just anybody, not me alone. I was born, bred, and educated in Pune. Babajan was just near my house, say, about a furlong or two away. I saw her a number of times over. My mother was a believer in these things. She would know. And she told me a number of times when she saw Babajan that she is somebody. Well, you see, the point is, well, many people not knowing who the saints are, the perfect masters are, now it is all is just exposed by Baba. All this explanation is given to us by Baba, and we know it now. But for a common man in the street, he just believes that he is some godly person.
But your family was religious, though.
Pardon?
Your family was religious. That was a...
I wouldn't say my family. My father was rather... No, sir. Rather anti. He was a religious man, all right, but... anti-saints, an orthodox man.
Orthodox
man. And it is very, very difficult to win the orthodox person from his orthodoxy and bring him round about to saints. We have seen many people here also, you see, coming to Baba. Plus, they being orthodox at the same time. Orthodoxy cannot just be broken away quick. About this, Baba had also said, you know, that your ego, your personal ego, then your educational ego, I am this, I am that, I am a professor, I am a scientist, or I am something. Mm. You have got egos, you know. Then plus this, you have got two more egos, that is your religious ego and your national ego. And I quite forget which Baba just gave us the hint that one of them is the last to die. Mm-hmm. And I forget now. I'm a man. I'm a professor. I'm a Zoroastrian. I'm an Indian. And something, all these egos, you know. But out of these, two are the last to die. And one is the religious ego and the other is the national ego. And out of these, I just don't remember which is the last to die. And I just can't fathom. I try to think and think and think. Which is the one? I just can't get the result. Anyway.
I think it was national.
I couldn't tell you, sir. I just can't tell you. Well, try to fathom, you know. Well, both have got preponderance over the other, naturally. So, my father being a religious man, you know, his ego would not be broken. So he was anti-Baba, anti-Maharaj or something. He even went to Upasthi Maharaj. He had contact with Maharaj. He went to create a row there. Well, Maharaj was fired, you know, and a million people can go to create a row and they would come subdued, cold, you know. That doesn't matter. Anyway, since my mother knew, and she had come to know about Merwan also, because the family was in Pune, Baba's family in Pune. And Baba was known as Merwan. But she gave me a hint. But then later on, after Baba came down from Sakori, after his final phase of duty of 9 months, of which there is a picture in the hall, where for 9 months he was closeted with Upasthi Maharaj, for nights together. Generally, they were closeted nights together. And Baba didn't have a bath for 9 months. His clothes were torn. And after that, he came down to Pune and built a small hut. And the mandali there, the Kasbapet mandali of the old mandali, Gustaji Sadashiv Patel, Gustaji's brother, etc., etc. They built a hut, Bheli, they built a hut. And Baba lived there. It was just near Ferguson College or near engineering college hostels. And after Baba had established his jhopadi there, jhopadi means the hut, my mother came to know about him, and she just goes and sees Baba before me and says that I will send my son, that is me. May I send her? Baba says yes. So she tells me to go and see Baba and ask Baba when should she come and see him. That was just an excuse, you know. You go to Baba, you go to Merwan and ask him that I want to see him. Take the time for him, from him.
How old were you then?
18. Nine.
Could you tell them about what you were doing and you were working in?
I had just finished my school and I was working in a motor workshop, learning my trade. I got an aptitude for mechanism, which I still have, and I was working in a garage. And after the shop was closed, I went once to Baba jhopadi. There, well, singing and bhajan and everything was going on. I liked the atmosphere, sort of. It was on a farmland, not very far from Pune. Well, it was almost on the edge of Pune.
You drive your cycle there?
Yes, all cycle there. Adi was there, Rustam was there, Sarosh was there, the Hindu Mandali was there. Baba used to talk and laugh and joke and sing bhajan.
Were you surprised when your mother told you to go to Merwan?
No. On the contrary, I fell in line immediately.
But how is it your mother told you and not your brothers?
Well, I can't say that.
I mean, you must have a natural instinct.
Well,
she knew your nature.
Well, then, you see, being the third son, I was the third, and my mother being in poor health, I used to do all the shopping and used to help her in her household chores also at the same time. My younger brother was younger than me, and he also used to help, but I was a greater help to my mother.
You were close?
So, well, you can call it that way. I was close or more helpful out of the two elder ones. Well, in short, it was nothing but destiny, I'll say, that's all. Anyway, after everybody was about to leave, everybody was embracing Baba, I also embraced Baba, and after embracing, I said, my mother wants to see you. When should she come? He says, your mother saw me yesterday or this morning, something like that. She has already seen me. I was astounded. He said, never mind. But you keep coming here. And there I am. And here I am. You see? I kept coming, you see, and I came and I stayed. That was that. Then I used to go every day to the jhopadi, where every day the singing and bhajan and everything was going on for about 2 or 3 hours in the evening, you see. It was very, very charming. It was a new experience for me, sort of. Then in the month of December...
Excuse me. In what way was it a new experience for you?
Pardon?
What was a new experience for you? Being...
I didn't know anything about bhajans.
Yeah.
You see? And the mandali was all happy, Baba was happy, and everybody was happy, you know, sort of playful mood. There was no strictness. Yet... the presence of Baba meant that he was somebody. Everybody respected Baba.